Hello, my name is Marlene, and I'd like to welcome you to Vegan Nation. Vegan Nation is an informational program featuring music, news, events, and interviews on the vegan evolution revolution, the new paradigm of restoring to this world, to societies, sanity, sustainability, health, egalitarianism, freedom, and peace. The views in this program do not necessarily reflect the views of this radio station nor its management. Thank you for joining us on Vegan Nation. We're very fortunate to be joined by Petra Dungate. Petra is joining us from Ramsgate, Kent, England, UK. And Petra is an animal communicator. Petra was born in 1963 in Germany and moved to the UK in 1990. She has been doing animal rights activities from an early age. She is a trained and experienced animal communicator and Reiki healer. Her calling is to be a voice for the animals and make people aware of the suffering of them who are enslaved by humans. Petra combines her spiritual practice and insight with her ongoing engagement to end speciesism, always looking for ways to spread veganism. One of Petra's favorite quotes is, "May all beings be happy and free." Welcome, Petra, and thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
Hi, Marlene. Very excited and, yeah, very grateful and happy.
Oh, I'm very happy. Thank you for all you do. So let's start out with hearing one of your many stories about finding a lost animal through animal communication.
Okay. So there was a cat called Leaf, and the person, I don't like the word owner, actually. I just call her the person. She was due to leave in a couple of days to move to another country from UK to France. And then, unfortunately, the cat went missing, which was also very unusual for the cat. The cat always came religiously for her meals and back to the house in the night. So the cat didn't come all day, didn't come in the night. And then she phoned me, panicked, and she said, "Can you please communicate with Leaf? Leaf's not here. And I have to move to France." So I communicated with Leaf. And then Leaf told me that he was stuck somewhere. And I told him to meow and be loud and make noise. So anyway, we never knew who helped him to get out of the shed or the place he was stuck in. But what happened, she phoned me again in a panic. He's still not back. So I tuned in with him, and he said to me, "It's okay, I'm out now. I'm on my way home." And then I told her that he's on the way home, and then she should be for the lookout. Yeah, I wasn't talking to her for a while, and then I communicated again, and then he said, "I'm home now." So I got in touch with her, and she said, "He's home now." So I thought that was quite amazing because, you know, the fact even that he's told me he's home now, which I couldn't have known, and she confirmed he's home now.
Beautiful. Oh, thank you. And I'd love to hear a story about helping with health issues with the animals.
Yeah, there was a cat. Actually, it happens also to be a cat. Anyway, called Mok. This cat was seriously ill with epilepsy, something similar to that, and disabilities, mobility issues. And then one evening he was so very ill, and a person, she phoned me and she asked, could I please do Reiki and also do communication. I did both. She even had this idea that he might be transitioning, and phoned the emergency vet, and the vet said it would be £700 to come out for a call. And she said she couldn't have paid that, and she trusted me that she had communication Reiki before, that I could help. So I did a Reiki session, and I also communicated, and he gave some information for her, what she could do. And then she basically did all the things he recommended, and also the Reiki felt really strong. And then the next morning she got in contact with me, and she said, "Petra, I don't know what you did, but I think you saved his life, because he's suddenly eating, he's back to his normal self, whereas last night I thought we're going to lose him. He was in a very bad way." And I said, "Yeah, Reiki is powerful." So that was the story with Mog.
Oh, thank you. That's a beautiful story too. And I'd love to hear another story about communicating with an ascended animal companion.
There was a guinea pig called Jeff. The people there were the family, well, the mother and the son, very attached to him. And I always tell my clients, please don't give me anything. All I need to know is the species, the gender, and their name, nothing else. So he gave me the description of how he looked when he was in physical, the coloring, like he was brown and white and black, with, and also fairly large for guinea pig, larger than normal guinea pig. And he's told me very specific things. He said that he would sit with the son on the sofa and cuddle, and that in fact he was very affectionate and cuddly with both of them. And then he also showed me a toy he used to play with, one of those plasticky balls with holes in it. And he just gave me some other very specific information which I couldn't have known, just to validate that it's him talking to me, which is important for the animal and spirit. They want the people to know that it's them. And then she asked, the clients asked some certain questions, and he's answered everything. You know, how is he, what is it like there, and just things like that. And he gave some very beautiful description what it's like where he is now, and yeah, even what he's doing. And yeah, he also did tell me how he transitioned, and yeah, and he was very ill, and it was painful. And yeah, he told me all of that as well, which he confirmed, yeah, unfortunately, that's true. That's the way he transitioned. Yeah, that's the story with Jeff, the guinea pig.
Thank you, Petra. Thank you very much. And before we start talking about veganism and helping vegans on this planet and all beings, human and the other than human animals, I'd love it if you could relay to our listeners some of your information about your website. And I have to say, your website is beautiful. And the photos of you with the animals is so beautiful, whether it's the rats or the bovines or the horses and the dogs and the cats and the birds, all of them. So let's hear about that.
Thank you. So my website is obviously about what I do, the animal communication and animal Reiki. It also includes about charities I help, yeah, the sanctuaries, and I also included some suggestion about veganism, about videos and books and such, so people would be hopefully inspired, you know, to look into it if they're not already vegan. So it was very important to me to include that aspect about veganism. And also I made it sort of spiritual as well, which is another aspect of my life and practices, because the ahimsa, do no harm, it's something very important in my life. That's about the website. And then I have got a Facebook group, which is Animal Companion Chat, Friends and Companion Chat. And that is also came about because there was a local group, well, there is a local group, but they're non-vegans. And the way I didn't like it, the way they talked about the animals and just belittling. And then I thought, well, we need a group which is for vegans. So basically vegans who have their own companions. So it's sort of, I'm sharing information how they can help their loved ones, yeah, companions, animal companions with their health issues. And also some cheerful videos and things like that. Yeah, so that's that one. And I have another group which is to do with DIY, vegan DIY. It's recipes or for vegan body care products, you know, things you can make yourself. And yeah, just some other sort of group which supports vegans, or can be also for people who are interested in veganism. And then I have my Dino Dog Walkies page, which is to do with my dog walking and pet sitting business. And then I have the Animal Reiki and Communication Facebook page. My aim and desire is to help the animals and the wildlife as well, and nature, and make a difference. And that's all incorporated in my work and what I do.
Thank you. Thank you very much, Petra. We're joined by Petra Dungate in Ramsgate, Kent, England, UK. Petra, in addition to your animal communication, and I think I read it on your website that you learned from Kathy Landry. Is that correct?
Yeah, the animal communication I learned from her, yeah.
Yes, shout out to Kathy as well.
And she's a vegan, and she's also a vegan activist, animal rights person. I've chosen her as a teacher because I researched. I want an animal communicator teacher who is a vegan. I wouldn't have it any other way. Yeah.
That's right. That's right. Great. So that's wonderful to hear about that with animal communication. Can you please tell us about Reiki?
Yeah. So the Reiki is the universal life force or life energy. You can also call it chi or prana. And it's basically because we are always, everything's energy and we are energy. So there's certain symbols which you get during your Reiki attunement from the teacher or master. And then those symbols are used to open up the chakras. And then you attuned with this life force. And then you can basically use it, and it comes through your hands, and then you use it on the various energy centers in people's or animals' bodies, which are called the chakras, the energy centers. And the Reiki, basically, it helps because everybody's got their own healing sources and energies, and then it reinforces that so the body can heal itself. And it's the same for humans and animals.
Thank you, Petra. Danke. So I'd love to hear about your very valuable information of how we can incorporate promoting veganism in our daily lives.
Yeah. Well, there's a number of things I do, and I'm always thinking about new things, what else I can do. Well, one thing is I have, there's this charity in UK called Animal Aid, and I donate to them every month. And they sent me, whenever I ask them I need more leaflets, they sent me leaflets, say, you know, about the plight of the fish, the forgotten victims, and just the various about veganism and recipes and things like that. Yeah, so I make sure I always have some of them in my bag wherever I go. If I go walking dogs or if I go shopping, yeah, various places I go, I make sure I have some, and then I just pray, so to speak, for opportunities, and opportunities always come when I get into conversations with people.
We're listening to Petra Dungay, who's joining us from Ramsgate, Kent, England, UK. You're tuned into Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Molly Narrow in Worcester, Massachusetts. We'll be taking a short break, and then we'll continue our conversation with Petra, who is an animal communicator, Reiki healer, and vegan activist. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. Here's What Are They Hiding? By Jason Oliver, also known as Daisy Diva and Eva Hammer in California, USA.
What are they hiding?
What are they hiding?
Behind slaughterhouse doors.
Slaughterhouse doors.
Let's bring the light on.
Let's bring the light on.
Lies the city ignores.
Lies the city ignores.
What are they hiding?
What are they hiding?
Behind city hall doors. San Francisco has a secret hiding clear in open air. When anyone dies just for profit, it isn't kind or just or fair. A city full of loving people who don't realize what they've done, so outnumbered by the animals who would never choose to die. Leaders of these loving people someday must obey this call. Be protectors of the sun.
Welcome back from the break, and thank you for tuning in to Vegan Nation. I'm your host, Marlene in Massachusetts. We're very fortunate to be joined by Petra Dungate in Kent, England, UK. Before the break, Petra told us about animal communication. She's an animal communicator and Reiki healer. And now we're hearing about vegan activism.
And another thing is I use the law of attraction. Well, I use affirmations. And then I say, basically, I'm happy and grateful because every day more and more people become vegan. I also look for opportunities. If I see any new shops or things, I go in the shop and I ask them, can I leave some of those leaflets with you? And on another basis, which is not daily, but I'm also invite people who are not vegan to come around for food, you know, so they say, oh, that is really tasty. I didn't know plant-based is so lovely and tasty. Yeah, that's the kinds of things I do. Obviously, there's the other things, you know, going to demonstrations and things like that. But the daily thing, I feel is very important because it all helps. Oh, yeah, and one more thing is wearing something which says vegan on it. I have this kind of cloth bags, you know, for shopping, and it says something about vegan or about the cows, you know, and or hats with vegan on it. It's just various clothing or badges, yeah, so and then people might say, oh, you vegan, and yeah. or another thing, the supermarket, I saw people in the vegan aisle, and they're looking at things, and they look a little bit puzzled, and I say, oh, I had this product, it's really tasty, and then I got into interesting conversations with people, and people asked me about vegan, and they say, oh, this is actually for my son or my daughter or whatever. And, yeah, I had, again, opportunities It's just being aware and alert, you know, what's going on around us.
Thank you, Petra. And I know that you have the consciousness and awareness that veganism is about freedom for human animals as well as the other than human animals. And I think for many people, that interconnectedness is not really clear. So can you say a few words about why veganism is important to end, really end the human atrocities and injustices that perpetuate century after century?
Yeah. Well, it's because when we harm someone, well, when we harm the animals, it affects the consciousness on the whole. It affects everything because, like I said earlier, because we all interconnected and we all energy. And it's, you know, even the wars in the world, it's all to do with a lot, I wouldn't say all, but a lot to do with, because when we harm animals, then that creates a negative energy and it amplifies. It's like that, really.
Thank you, Petra.
Again, to do also with the ahimsa, not doing any harm.
Yes, yes, indeed. Thank you, Petra. My last question for today's interview is, what information or tips can you give to vegans to help cope in this non-vegan world?
Yeah, well, first of all, on a spiritual level, what helps me personally is to see that, I mean, it is agony, and I've seen many videos and footages, and it's so upsetting, and I'm not watching it anymore, but I recommend to others to watch it, who need to watch it, who needs to see it, what's going on. But so what helped me a lot is to see that humans and animals, we all on a higher level, on a spiritual level, we all a soul, we all have spirit. You know, the body is just a garment. So it helps me to, like, when the animal gives up their bodies, whether it's in a slaughterhouses or in some unfortunate situations, and the cruelty, and that I know for a fact that the soul is free. And that doesn't make it right that there should be cruelty and abuse and murder, I would call it, actually, what's going on. There's no excuse for it at all, but it just helps to see that, yeah, they're on a new journey. They have a new beginning. They're going, their soul, if one believes in such a thing, goes on. So that helps me personally. But another thing is also to come together with some vegan friends and form support groups, but then make a point not to talk about the, you know, the cruelty and the upsetting world, non-vegan world, and all of that, yeah, and just make a point to help each other, you know, how can we support each other to cope, basically, and yeah, just come up with strategies and ideas. And another thing what helps me is to meditate, and there's a couple of meditations which are my favorites. Is Vipassana, which is mindfulness meditation, and another one is chanting, and in particular I like to chant Hare Krishna Maha Mantra, and that yeah, find very, very helpful. And one more which is very important to me personally is deep breathing. But I know for a fact it's very important for everyone and very useful. And to do the proper breathing, like from the diaphragm, like many of us do the shallow breathing, in particular when we're down or upset. So it's like, say, if you feel, oh gosh, I feel really down now, I feel so frustrated, and will this ever end, you know, this terrible, you know, injustice towards animals. And then it's to sit down and just do some deep breathing and just focus on that breathing. And yeah, that is another helpful tool, I find. And I've got a very good affirmation if one's interested in that sort of things. But when a negative thought comes, say, oh my God, will this ever end? This is just so horrible, I can't bear it anymore. Or just things like that, yeah. To say, I welcome this thought, I welcome these feelings, I welcome this belief or disbelief. I am awareness. I am free. And then I personally add in the end, it just depends if one is spiritually inclined or not. I say I have faith in God, or for me it's Krishna, I have faith in Krishna. But it's to be basically to not fight the negativity, to not struggle with this feeling of, you know, helplessness and pain and sorrow, to welcome it and just to say, yeah. And then you make peace with it, basically, because it's part of being a human. We are down and up and down and happy and sad and all the emotions. And as a vegan, yeah, we can get so very, very sad. And it's a sheer agony at times. If you think about all that suffering, so that helps me, yeah.
We're listening to Petra Dungay, an animal communicator, Reiki teacher, and animal Reiki healer. And I'd also love to hear about vocal sound healing.
Yeah, so the vocal sound healing, this idea actually came from Kathy Landry in one of the readings I had with her. She suggested I would be a good sound healer, and she'd done a session with me, and I found it really helpful. And then I started doing this myself. And the one I do is a guided one, so that if there's one person, they could be even on the phone or I meet directly.
Yes, thank you, Petra. We're coming to a close for the interview for today. What contact information can you leave for our listeners?
The contact information is basically my website. You can contact me via the website or my various Facebook pages.
Thank you. And what is the name of your website?
Prema-animalcommunicatorandreikihealer.com.
Thank you. And that's Prema, P-R-E-M-A.
Yeah, Prema. Yeah, it means love.
Oh, beautiful. Love. Thank you. Thank you, Petra. And thank you very much for joining us on Vegan Nation.
And thank you so very much, Marlene. Thank you. And thanks for your time.
Thank you, sister.
Thanks. Bye. For Bye-bye. The animals.
Yes. Thank you.
Thanks. Bye.
Bye-bye. I'd like to thank all our listeners for tuning in to Vegan Nation. And to Will Tuttle for his songs, The Chicken Song and This Is the Cow Song. Please join us again next week at the same time. You can hear this program again at vegansradio.com. This is Marlena, Massachusetts, wishing you a safe and pleasant day.